Good evening, everyone. I hope you put them babies to bed, because for the next 30 minutes, my goal is to relax your mind and body. Please take a moment to grab your drink or smoke of choice while we hear from our sponsors before we get started. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to the sweet sounds of Miss Shay from My Voice, My Vibe podcast, a new podcast premiering today. Today is episode one, season one. To anyone who isn't familiar with me, I also have a podcast with my little sister, Lil Shay, and together we have Touche Podcast, which is available on all podcast platforms. So go ahead and check us out there. Season one and two is available. Season three is to be continued. So don't give me a hard time on that. We got that coming shortly. ... Anyway, so I've been missing you guys. I haven't recorded in so long. It feels so brand new. I feel nervous. I'm not used to recording just by myself, talking to a mic by myself. I usually always have somebody with me. So work with me. This is a new beginning, new things. 2020 is bringing out the best in everybody. So let's go along with that. So I do want to let you guys know I have a social media page, a Twitter. I have my own Twitter page for the My Voice, My Vibe podcast. So you can find me just at that, at My Voice, My Vibe on Twitter. And that's probably going to be the only way that you guys are gonna communicate with me in that social media aspect, if that makes sense. Also, wherever you are listening to this podcast, there are links in the podcast where you can send me a voice message. I can listen to it. Good, the bad, the ugly. I'm here for it. I need it all. Let me know what you guys want to hear, what you want to talk about. If you're someone who writes short stories and you want your short stories to be premiered on my podcast or performed or read or whatever, let me know, because I will be doing that as well. If you want to support my podcast and decide, you know what, I'm feeling everything she's doing, let me get her a tip. Tips are highly appreciated, and they are also in the link of the wherever you're listening to this podcast. I will say that any and all monies that are collected by listeners will go to making this show a better place, and I plan on using those monies to support up and coming businesses around the way. So let me know if you have an upcoming business that you need me to shout out. Promotions are free as always, because that's my gift to you guys. I don't feel like you should have to pay if the product is good. If it's a good product, I bought it and I'm feeling it, I'm gonna promote it. So with that being said, let's just go along into this first episode. First thing we're gonna talk about, and the only reason I'm talking about it now, is because the season finale just premiered and I need to get it off my chest. I have nobody to talk to it right about now. So P-Valley, it is one of the hottest shows right now on Stars. I know it has some competition with Power or whatever the fuck. I don't watch Power. I don't listen to Power. I try not to even entertain conversations that have anything to do with Power. No shade to 50 Cent or to anybody who listens or watches Power. That's your business. But my business does not roll with Power. I don't fuck with those guys. It takes a lot for me to listen to shows and watch shows. I'm just not gonna watch something just because somebody else was like, oh, it's good, go watch it. Nah, it actually took me a while to watch P-Valley, but now after watching the first couple of episodes, I was like, yeah, I'm hooked. I gotta see what happened next. What is Uncle Clifford doing? What is Miss Mississippi doing? What is Mercedes doing? Autumn, the main character Autumn, what the fuck is going on with her? What's her backstory? So this past week, actually probably the week before by the time this drops, was the season finale. And I kind of feel like everything that I expected to happen, happened. I expected, oh, pause real quick. If you have not seen this, season finale, I'm going to just need you to just pause this episode right here. Go watch it and then come back, because I don't want to spoil it for you. If you have watched it, just sit back and listen to my vibes and my thoughts, and you know, we could collaborate together and you let me know what you think. Drop me a voice message. Okay, so I always had a feeling from the very beginning when Autumn was stealing the money out of her ex-husband, ex-boyfriend's bank account. I always had a feeling she was going to purchase the pink. I always did, because I was like, there ain't no fucking way she's gonna work at this club, make all these friends, have, you know, all these people that she around daily, just to collect the money and leave and not give them something. Like, I feel like she was gonna be helping in any sort of way. She was going to help. So Miss Mississippi, she probably was the one who surprised me and angered me all at the same time. I've never been a victim of domestic abuse or domestic violence, so I cannot relate to what she did to Diamond. Pulling a gun out on somebody who has done nothing but try to help you against your abuser, in my mind, doesn't make sense. Now, that's not to say that shit like this don't happen. It just don't make sense to me. I would think that she would just fucking kill her baby daddy because he keep abusing her. But then when you think about it, she had the gun. So was she going to go home and maybe kill Derek if he tried to put his hands on her? Who knows? So that was my thoughts on that. I mean, I've saw people post on like the Facebook group P-Valley, that, you know, if you're a victim of domestic violence, usually things like that do happen, that victims go back to their abusers. And I mean, we see that shit all the time. I mean, just within our communities, you know, people we know, TV, all that kind of shit. So I cannot personally relate, but I guess it makes sense to those who have been involved in situations like that. So let me go on to who's the next character. But I did want to see Diamond and Miss Mississippi hook up. I just wanted that to be done. I needed them to be together, but I guess maybe that's later on down the line, like season 3 or 4, if it goes on that long. Now, Uncle Cliff, baby, and Lil Murda. Now, I just need Uncle Clifford to understand, even he know what's up in Mississippi. Now, if you guys are going to be a couple, that's fine. This man, Lil Murda, trying to get his rap career off the ground, trying to make some money. It ain't no way he gonna be able to out y'all relationship right now, Uncle Clifford. And Uncle Clifford just gotta roll with the punches and understand that. But then on the same side, I kind of get where Uncle Clifford was coming from, because Lil Murda was like, in the beginning when they started talking, like, fuck what these people talking about. You know, I like you. I want to be with you. And Lil Murda was just kind of leading on that. You know, he didn't really care about what people did or what was said about them. He wanted to be with Uncle Clifford. So to kind of put that on someone's emotions to make them think that you're ready, and then you get put on the spotlight by a couple people who don't know your situation, and then you just kind of blow him off. I could see where Uncle Clifford was coming from. But even he should have known the world is not ready for a bisexual rapper. It just was nice. So I think Uncle Clifford needs to just kind of understand where Lil Murda is coming from. He's emotional. He don't know what to do. I don't know if this is even Lil Murda's first encounter with someone like Uncle Clifford. It may not be. It may be. It seemed almost as if it wasn't, just from what Lil Murda manager kind of led on when he caught him walking out the woods with Uncle Clifford, but I won't say no more. So let me know what y'all thoughts is on that. I mean, do you think what Lil Murda did was wrong? Do you think that Uncle Clifford went a little overboard with that? Let me know about that. Autumn's husband. I mean, we all knew that he was coming to get her. Especially after all that goddamn money that she took from him. So my thought is, which in the last episode, it just kind of led us to believe that her husband or boyfriend or whatever the fuck he is to her died. I don't think he died. I think that because I remember Diamond went back to the room and 3 bullet holes was in the door, and then he noticed blood pooling from under the door. That don't mean that somebody necessarily died. I think that maybe her boyfriend or ex, I do believe he got shot and he probably passed out from the bullets. And I think Diamond went to go do something, maybe put him somewhere or this. I think Diamond did help though in the end. I don't think he just let all them be in that room with that guy by themselves with no way of protecting or to knowing what's going on. So I do think that Diamond has something to do with maybe a cover up, because after that, y'all remember, we really never saw Diamond again for the remainder of the episode. And a lot of people in the Facebook group who I was in, well, who I am in, said that, where did Big L go? You know, Big L got the fuck out of Dodge when them bullets start going off. So I'm thinking maybe he went back into the club to see what was going on, to make sure everything was cool. Maybe he even helped Diamond deal with the body. Who knows? All we know is that Mercedes, Haley, and Uncle Clifford made it out that goddamn room. So there's only one person who ain't make it out that room. So, you know, I'm pretty sure there's more to come in season 2 with regards to that. What's another character that we got to get into? I think those were the big ones. Oh, I do want to put this out there because I've been saying this from day one too. I, for some strange feeling, do not believe that Haley's daughter, Autumn, is dead. I know that that's what she told the ex-boyfriend, but I don't know, for some weird strange reason, I got a feeling that her daughter is not dead. I don't know why. I'm hoping that Mercedes is able to get Terica. Oh, it's just so much emotions going on through that show. That show put me through the ringer, y'all. I still feel like Mercedes should have continued to be her mama ass every time she seen her, but I did not understand why she went back to her mother after the night of the club incident. Like the next morning she went to her mother's new church that the mother bought with her money and was just like crying. I guess, you know, when you're in a stressful situation, you just want nobody but your mama. But I feel like she could have went to somebody else besides her motherfucking mama, because everybody know her mama's skin as hell. So yeah, I mean, the show kind of left some open-ended questions for the viewers, but I think that's like the best part about these shows. Like when you got a show that kind of ends on a cliffhanger, that just make you anticipate season 2. But then here's the flip of it. When the fuck is season 2 gonna be released? We, at this point in time, we don't know. And we also don't even know if season 2 is being worked on just because of COVID. So I'll keep you guys, or I'll try to keep you guys updated on that. But as far as I know, season 2 is not even in production because of COVID, which is understandable. So it could be next year when we get a season 2, 2021. But I hope we don't have to wait that long. But if we do, you know, I'm sure nobody will forget about this show. So then that's just something we got to deal with when it get here. So those are my thoughts on season 2 finale of P-Valley. So right now we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, we will finish the show. And we are back. So I wanted to end this episode with a question for all my single people. And I really need y'all to respond because obviously I'm not doing something right. So I need some advice from the listeners. First question, how are y'all making it through COVID? I mean, as far as dating and meeting people, has this changed in any way for you? Or are you still just going about your daily life, meeting people and taking chances and going out and doing stuff like that? Or has COVID made you guys get a little more creative and maybe do stuff more virtually or in any other way? I'm kind of curious. I have met someone during COVID, and I will be completely honest, we have not really been abiding by all the rules when we were hanging out together. We just kind of linked up and it was what it was. I made sure to hand sanitize, of course, but you know, of course there's a emotional and a sexual attraction, so it's kind of hard to not be on the next person or not to kiss or hug or just be affectionate in any kind of way, especially when it's an exciting new venture. So yeah, the guy who I was, you know, hanging out with, we did not abide by the COVID guide or the CDC guidelines, and we just kind of just did our own thing. I didn't show any signs of having COVID after hanging out with him, and I'm pretty sure he didn't show any signs of having COVID hanging out with me or anybody else who he hung around. So I guess, you know, I just kind of put everything to the side, and I was like, you know, he wouldn't put me in a situation where he was exposing me to something. Because in all, I think he knows just as well as I do, you know, outside of hanging out with him, I'm in the house. So there was not a chance that he was going to get COVID from me that I could think of, because, you know, I know people are saying, well, you can do everything in your power to avoid catching it and you can still get it. Yeah, that's true. But for the most part, I was in my house. I wasn't going nowhere. I work from home. My daughter stays home. So, you know, we weren't going anywhere. Anyway, I just want to know, like, what are you guys doing? How is your dating life working during this coronavirus pandemic? Now, the guy and I have not been hanging out for a few weeks now. It is not because of anything specific. We just kind of took a cool down from each other and just rebuilding and establishing our friendship foundation. So we kind of taken a couple steps back, which I don't see it as a bad thing. And I don't think he does either, because we kind of both know what we want. We just want to make sure that the foundation is stable, and that where our communication level is a little more open and we're not feeling like we can't talk to each other. So we just want to go back to the friendship foundation first. That's not to say that we may not be together in the future we just want to say that, you know, although we're hanging out and we're together per se, because are we really together? I don't know. I think if I saw him with another girl, that would hurt. But I would have to understand that we're friends at this point. So it would hurt a little bit, but, you know, I'll get over it. As long as we can still maintain our friendship level, I think I'd be okay. And I kind of think that if he saw me with somebody, he would feel the same way. Like, damn, that kind of hurt, because I thought we were building our friendship to establish a better relationship for us. So I'm exclusively dating him. We're not in a relationship, but, you know, if we went out, you know, that is my date, and that's kind of who I'm hanging with. That's who texts me all the time and who I'm FaceTiming. It's the only guy right now that I'm entertaining. So yeah, but anyway, enough about my dating life and lack thereof. Tell me how y'all getting through it, because it is really hard, because although this guy and I are just kind of taking a few steps back, I like want to see him like all the time. So, you know, let me know. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be listening to this podcast. Shout out to him. I call him Batman. So shout out to him. He made the instrumental to the podcast. He knew that I had no idea what the hell I was doing. And he wanted to help his friend out. So I highly appreciate it. Shout out to you. Drop me a voice message. Let me know how y'all getting through it, because I'm telling you, it's getting sickening at this point. And then my birthday is in a couple of weeks, so you know, what can I do? What can you really do? And I'm not used to doing stuff on my birthday no more, just because, you know, my kid got a birthday right after, the next week after mine. So give me some pointers or some tips of things that I could be doing for my 35th birthday. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. I will try to drop episodes every Monday evening, so please be on the lookout for that. Please tell your friend to tell a friend about My Voice, My Vibe podcast. And if you know, or if you are anyone who writes short stories or poems or anything like that, please feel free to reach out. I would like to perform your work on the episode or on a episode in the future, or work with you, just, you know, getting your work out there, getting your name out there, getting your shit out there. So don't forget to follow me on Twitter at My Voice, My Vibe, and I will see you guys in about a week. Talk to you later.